This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. The NATO summit in London is underway, and already the President of the United States, Donald Trump, is making news on a couple of different fronts. Sagar Magani has this.
President Trump is going after his French counterpart as NATO leaders begin meetings in London. Emmanuel Macron has said the alliance is suffering brain death, largely due to a lack of U.S. leadership.
Very, very nasty statement.
The President says Macron's being disrespectful.
Can't go around making statements like that about NATO.
The president himself had called NATO obsolete during the 2016 campaign before somewhat backing down. He went after Macron during a meeting with Alliance Chief Jens Stoltenberg, who's trying to keep a positive face as member nations snipe at each other.
We are doing more together in this alliance now than we have done for many decades.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Trump began his London visit with a promise to stay out of Britain's general election scheduled to be held on December 12th. Speaking alongside NATO's Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg after their bilateral meeting, the president said he had no thoughts on it but could not resist giving his opinion about the British Prime Minister.
But I stay out of it. I think Boris is very capable and I think he'll do a good job.
In a recent interview, Prime Minister Johnson warned President Trump against giving him an endorsement, saying it was best for neither side to be involved in the other's election campaigns. Iranian state television on Tuesday acknowledged security forces shot and killed what it described as rioters in multiple cities amid recent protests over the spike in government-set gasoline prices, the first time that authorities have offered any sort of accounting for the violence they used to put down the demonstrations. Amnesty International believes the unrest and crackdown that followed beginning in mid-November killed at least 208 people. This is VOA News. A federal prosecutor says an upgraded indictment is likely against two associates of the president's personal lawyer. AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
An upgraded indictment in the criminal case against two men with ties to Rudy Giuliani is likely, according to a federal prosecutor. Assistant U.S. Attorney Douglas Zollkind said at a pretrial hearing Monday, a superseding indictment is being evaluated by prosecutors. Lev Parnas and Igor Fruman were arrested in October on charges they used foreign money to make illegal campaign contributions. During a recent Fox News interview, Giuliani said Parnas and Fruman helped him find people as Giuliani tried to get Ukrainian officials to investigate Hunter Biden, the son of Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden. I'm Mike Gracia.
Talks on climate change continue in Madrid amid stark warnings that soon it may be too late to prevent catastrophic consequences of global warming. Lisa Bryant reports for VOA from the Spanish capital.
Known as COP25, the 2 weeks of talks here in Madrid aim to push countries to deepen their greenhouse gas cutting commitments so global warming is capped at no more than 1.5 degrees centigrade above pre-industrial levels. The meeting also aims to finalize rules for implementing the 2015 Paris Climate Pact. Key areas include emission trading rules and compensating poorer countries hit by climate change.
We're demanding that big industrialized countries, the polluters, honor their engagements.
The U.S. federal government has announced it will pull out of the Paris Agreement by next November. But some American states and cities have not given up on the pact, and a U.S. congressional delegation was at Monday's opening. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Madrid.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. Congress was notified Monday that the Trump administration had been holding on to some military aid for Lebanon. The money was released to Lebanon last week. VOA's Marissa Melton has this.
The Trump administration has quietly released $105 million in military aid to Lebanon that it had been holding up for reasons that are still unclear. There's no indication the money was held up for political favors. A senior State Department official said there were questions about the efficacy of U.S. aid to the Lebanese armed forces. The aid was unfrozen last week without fanfare. Congress was notified in writing on Monday. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Separate airstrikes in Syria, suspected of being carried out by the Syrian government and Turkey, have killed at least 20 people, according to activists. I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.